Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSCU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. Look who we have in the studio land, Stephen Baker from Connective. How are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Good to see you, man. I'm happy to be here.
Good to see you live in person this time.
I know. Yeah, first time.
I know.
A little different than over the small screen.
Yeah, I think I like the live stuff much better. So I think a lot of people here do as well because this conference is bursting at the seams here. So what are your first impressions here?
I mean, first of all, it's enormous.
Yes.
It's huge. I think they said there's 1,400 people here.
Is that all? Oh my gosh.
Wow. I feel like we're at breakfast this morning. But what a great event. Like, great energy. You know, I think there's something about it's a co-op and a community of credit unions, which are themselves member-driven co-op communities.
Yes.
So it's a bit of a different energy than you get, at least at the industry events that I'm used to. It's nice.
Yeah, it's a good vibe, for sure.
Good way to
say it. Before we dive into the topic here, what are you guys at Connective? What do you guys want to achieve here, or any expectations for the conference?
Yeah, so, you know, one of our big objectives, of course, is to let everybody know what Connective is and what it's doing, because our brand is still relatively new. We're not quite a year old.
Yeah.
And talking about, you know, all the different ways that we support institutions. And, you know, what I always tell people is the name implies, we connect things, right? Connective tissue. And so, you know, one of the main reasons we're here at PSCU is that we're helping the partnership by connecting the members to the new solutions, the Juniper solutions, the Amount solutions, which is great. We're thrilled to do that. But, of course, you know, we also connect branch hardware, right? The telecash recyclers and other branch hardware at the hardware level. And then, of course, we drive all the documents that connect everything, right, and drive transactions through document automation. We're the largest provider of e-signature and document automation that's just focused on the financial industry. So, you know, we're an operating platform, right? We drive the hardware interfaces, we drive the software interfaces, and then we drive the documents that make it all work, and frankly, you know, help the wheels turn in terms of providing service to members and, you know, driving services that the institutions make their money from.
Should have asked you, what don't you guys do?
Yeah.
Because you guys are everywhere.
We don't do payments, we don't do loan stuff. We just connect all those things,
exactly.
Right?
That's a beautiful thing.
We're that glue. And, you know, one of the things Chuck said in the opening session is, you know, we're here to help, be an advocate and a supporter. And at the heart of it, that's really what we're doing, right?
Yeah.
Because we're not providing many of those end services. We're helping people take advantage of them and get the value from them.
You know? And that's what they need right now, especially in today's super fast-paced environment where there's new shiny red ball syndrome.
Yep.
So, yeah.
A lot of shiny balls. A lot of competition, right? Like competition from big major banks, you know, digital challengers. We got to help our institutions, our members, you know, stay at the forefront.
Yeah,
it's important.
A lot of distractions out there, but you guys are connecting it all together. So let's talk about, obviously, the topic here, connectivity, connecting your credit union to the technologies that create the best member and team outcomes. So we'll just kind of reiterate what you just said there. I mean, this is so important in today's world.
Yeah.
Especially credit unions see these great fintechs out there and like, we gotta check that out. So share with me how that all works.
You know, like I mentioned, I think one thing that's very unique about us, well, number one is that we're all about connecting, and number two that, you know, we do serve both the physical and the digital space. And I think one of the things that's really interesting that's happening is the emergence of how those things are intertwining, right? So I'm going to start something in the digital, and maybe I'm going to come to the branch to finish it, or I'm going to start it in the branch, and I want to go home and finish completing it, you know, online or whatever. One of the things in that vein that we're really excited to roll out, supports the branch workflow proposition. It's funny, we initially had this idea to do this to help solve the drive-through problem, as it's called. Like, you go through the drive-through, you get a receipt, you got to sign it with a pen, put it in the tube, shoot it through. Or, you know, the pad in the branch, the Topaz pad. Nobody likes those. So, you know, we launched this solution where you can get the receipt for a transaction on your phone and sign it with your finger.
Love it.
And, I mean, it sounds great. It sounds convenient. It sounds easy. Here's what's interesting. When you are sending a receipt to someone's phone, and you know that's their phone number, and you know they're in the branch, and they're on, you're on, you know, they're on your IP address, and they're signing it, you have just kind of eliminated a lot of the fraud potential in branch fraud.
It's right there.
You know, I know I've got your signature. I know you were in the branch. It went to your phone. It's like MFA for the physical in branch. So that's like really exciting.
Yeah.
You imagine, you know, we're talking about the fraud in the opening session. You can imagine, really putting a stop or making it so much harder to perpetrate some of that fraud. You know, so that's really exciting. But, you know, I think what we're really here to celebrate and dive into is connecting these solutions coming from these new partners, MPSCU.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Juniper's got their real-time payments integration, and we're, I think, the leaders in connecting that type of functionality to the cores and to FIs.
So important today.
And of course, you know, they do all the other payment methods, so we're excited to support that too. And then Amount, and it's funny, the use case they showed was, you know, guy's gonna buy concert tickets so he can propose to his fiance, and then buy the ring, and he's gonna do this all really quick because he's got this approval process that's incredibly tight and slick, and you know, we're excited because we can power all that stuff and make it reality. And so hey man, we're making connections. Apparently we're gonna help people get married, you know, and
congratulations on that.
So that's the ultimate connectivity. But
put that on your website.
You know, but that's exciting, you know, because what they're doing, I think it's the cutting edge of what's available in these digital solutions, and it's the cutting edge of what our financial institution clients need to stay competitive and maybe a step ahead. I think, frankly, too, like, every time I look around, and I joined a new credit union where I live in Chicago, and, you know, it's just a better offering, like, in terms of the benefits you get as a depositor, the solutions they're offering, the way that they kind of focus on the community. And I think, you know, a lot of people just don't know about that offering.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, but the more you can kind of offer the modern digital, I think that might be the perception that I'm going to go to a big institution that's going to have better modern digital stuff.
Right,
but
right.
The reality is, I don't think that's true, and we're helping power that. Everything else, they kind of win, right? And so, you know, hopefully we're helping connect the dots that allow all of these institutions to stand, you know, proud in terms of how they compete with some of the larger, you know, mega institutions, and they can retain and hopefully win their fair share of deposits.
Completely. You know? Completely. Well, and we've all heard, and we all know very well, that technology is the great equalizer.
Yeah.
And so what you guys are doing, you're connecting that technology that will help equalize. You mentioned earlier about this allows credit unions to be competitive, you know,
right. Exactly.
And being able to implement a lot of these technologies that the bigger guys have. But now this is, I mean, because the question in my head is like, why is this so important? I mean, from your perspective,
you
just said it there, it helps them be relevant, competitive, and a step ahead as well. So
it helps them meet the expectations of their members, and especially the young emerging generation of members.
Well, that is expected.
It's expected.
Yeah.
And it helps them offer the service so that, you know, let's retain and attract new members, and then let's be able to offer them the services, like the best in market services, so that we can get additional business with them, right? And so they're not going to some buy now, pay later solution offered through a merchant or some digital banking solution.
Yeah,
offer them all those things in the state of the art, you know, without having to have an army of engineers, right? Which nobody has. And so obviously the big guys have it, these big digital institutions have it, but we can help them leverage the solutions, the innovative cutting edge stuff, without making it complex. It just works.
Yeah,
it's simple.
Yeah.
That's one of our mantras, right, at Connective. We provide solutions as opposed to tools.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can take a tool, but now what? I gotta build something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we provide solutions that just work. And I think that's the big difference.
Oh, and that's what a lot of credit unions are looking for today, especially even the mid-sized ones, maybe even the smaller ones. They're looking for something like this.
Yeah.
Help them get those technologies connected to them so they can remain relevant.
Well, and they know they need them, but then it's like, it's intimidating to even start the process and think about it.
Yeah.
And like, most people think, well, geez, that's going to be a complicated thing. It's going to, you know, involve investment, complex, you know, connecting engineering. And the reality is, it's not. We can make it very simple, you know, turnkey if you will.
So what's the outlook for 2024 to kind of wrap up here? Because I know you want a lot of folks out there you want to talk to.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the outlook for 2024?
I mean, 2024 is an exciting year, you know, for Connective. This is the first full year. All of the legacy businesses that came together to form Connective. This will be our first full year.
Yeah,
so
right.
IMME Signature, NXT Soft, CFM. We will clock our first full year together this year, and we're just starting to see all the possibilities of that. The different ways the solutions complement each other. Frankly, the different ways that the clients of one of our solutions find value in other solutions, and also the kind of partnerships we're opening up, because each of those solutions had its own deep partnerships, and together, you know, we're able to amplify the depth and the breadth of those partnerships. And so all those things are starting to click on all cylinders, and the growth from that's really exciting. The engagement from the market's really exciting. And, you know, frankly, the amount of value we can provide any one of our customers is expanding. But it's a challenge, I will tell you, to, like, educate everybody. So we've encountered many of our existing clients here, and we're letting them know about all the things Connective does. That's a long process.
Oh, yeah.
So appreciate the help of folks like you to help us tell the story.
Anytime. Well, I just see it's opening the doors for opportunity for credit unions.
100%.
I see what you guys are doing. This is what you guys are doing. You're allowing this to happen and connecting with these technologies that allow them to better serve their members and grow and be better connected to their community. So, yeah.
That's it, man. You want to be a force multiplier.
There you go.
We're good.
All right, Stephen, anything else to add before I unleash you onto the show here, sir?
No, Michael, really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Always enjoy the conversation
anytime,
with you.
Sir. Keep coming back. This
much.
Is good stuff. Keep up
the
good work.
Good.
All right, Stephen Baker, everybody from Connective. Go check them out. And it's connective.io, right?
That's right.
We'll put the link in the show notes.
KINECTIVE.io.
All right. We have it right there. Well done, sir.
Member Forum video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.